from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, public colleges and universities in New Jersey would not be able to hike tuition by more than 2% in a year under legislation from Assemblyman Cody Miller. He says right now we're seeing increases as high as 6%.
That's a student laptop. That's meals for a few months. That's significant for a family who's, you know, just barely making it.
Separate legislation introduced earlier this year says a public college must freeze a student's tuition at their first year rate. New Jersey has the highest number of COVID XEC cases in the nation, according to the CDC, but the source appears to be from people arriving at Newark Airport from other countries, not among our general population. Federal health officials identify 25 states where the new variant has been found in the U.S. 27 countries have reported cases within their borders. The CDC is also linking a rise in flu deaths among children to a drop in flu vaccination rates. Federal health officials reported over 200 child deaths from influenza infection. They say most of the kids that died were eligible for a flu vaccine but didn't get one. Vaccination rates are still dropping, with only about half of the kids eligible for a flu vaccine getting one. The iconic Freehold Raceway announced on Thursday it is closing up shop at the end of this year.
The track's general manager, Howard Bruno, says it was an extremely difficult decision, considering the track's almost 200-year history in Monmouth County, but, quote, unfortunately, the operations of the racetrack cannot continue under existing conditions, and we do not see a plausible way forward. The track will complete its 2024 schedule, but is working with the State Racing Commission and local officials on, quote, items related to the closure. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're still looking at minimal rain chances at best through the middle of next week. And even though today is nice and warm, a slow cooling trend is coming up too. We'll call it mostly to partly sunny today with a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle at some point. It is nice and warm again, highs near 80 degrees. A few clouds tonight, it'll stay quiet with lows around 60. And tomorrow looks good, partly sunny and seasonable, highs in the mid-70s. There is a chance of a shower Sunday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and even cooler, highs in the lower 70s. There are additional issues along the coast this morning. Coastal flood advisories posted. Minor to moderate category flooding expected over the next several high tide cycles. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Andover is 64, Monroe 71, Seaside Heights is 73. Weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance? Matt's got you covered. He'll shop your car, home, and business insurance until he finds a better deal. Save money on insurance now. Go to buyinsurancefrommattportnoy.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.